Blog Talk Radio.
Live coming to you straight from my studio. This once again, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You got your Omeka 7 live to you on a Friday evening. Welcome. It is our Kick It Up Day, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a rescheduled show from Wednesday. So why don't you join us to be young, gifted, and black? What is that all about? And if you are young, gifted, and black, and you want to be a writer, what are some of the things that you need to know about, and what are the tools that you should have in your repertoire? We're going to be talking about those writers that are young, gifted, and black, and who have the skills to write, but have not been making it a major issue to write their first manuscript. We're going to talk a little bit about creativity, and what does it take to have creativity to write your first playwright? How do you determine your characters when writing? We're going to also be listening to some of our old readers and orators who have written and wrote various different short stories. We're going to be talking about all that. This is your writer's workshop. And for those of you who are journalers and bloggers, you ought to come on in this room and lock the dial in and stay for a while. Lock it in at 646-478-0270. Our chat room is now open. If you'd like to come in and chat about it, we'd like to welcome you here. And once again, you do have your empress. I'm here to serve you. I am also your advisor, the one you need, and I am your advocate, the one you want. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is an African-American concentrated room where we focus in on African consciousness, and it is a family life center underwritten by Project 2019. So we focus in on literacy and how the family can incorporate literature and written print into their home. And narrating and writing short stories is no different. If you are getting into the art of writing, you are also getting into the art of understanding reading. Reading and writing goes together, if you didn't know that. So you should have known that I was going to be bringing you something from the aspect of writing and journaling. Now, you don't have to be an excellent publisher right now, but you have to be someone that has a desire and takes joy and pride in writing. And if you do it every day, it will become customary for you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you do this as a routine, you will find that you are going to become good at this. Now, how do you determine if your writing is acceptable? You put things out there. For example, on the new website that's going out, I have a journaling page where I blog. And I blog about just about everything that we do in this room. So you will be able to go out to that blog and read about some of the things that I have not had a chance to express my opinion about, but I blog about them, and I encourage the readers to respond back by posting to the blog. I'm a fond writer because of the fact that when I was younger, I was encouraged to buy a journal and to keep notes of various different things and to put information in there about the private life that I had as a teenager. So I had stories upon stories of all the boyfriends that I've had and all of the relationships that I had. So I was it was easy for me to pick up that diary, which I only paid $5 for, and pull a story out. And believe you, it was always a story to tell. And as I told you earlier, I have collected writing samples that I've done under the title of The Lily Pod or The Lily Pad. And these were stories coming out of our home. That's why it's called The Pad. And Lily is the name of our surname for our family name. So I will be sharing with you some of those stories starting next week. And one of the famous stories is Aunt Maddie's Sister's Children. And that is a story that we are in the process of trying to solicit for readers to read that short story or that playwright. And it is a true story based on the simple fact that these stories that I will be giving you are nonfiction. They are true stories. And they're not just allegorical stories. They actually happen. The story of the Christmas gifts is a true story, as well as they're coming to stay at our house. And ask me about that one later on, and I'll be able to sit down and tell you a little bit about who are they and why is it so important that you know that they're coming to stay at our house and what happens when you take in another family and how your life changes and how you grow in boundaries. It's very good to talk about what you write, and I am the type of writer who likes to meditate before I write. And I also like to record before I write because I hate to go to a blank screen and start typing. If I have my audio and my audio is full of words, then I can translate those words and begin to start typing something on the page. Now, do you have to be a good speller to write? Do you have to have that as a gift? No, I don't think so, because there's more technology than we can care to shake a lick at. Like Dragon Nationally Speaking will allow you to actually speak into the computer and dictate orally, and it will pick up your words once you train it. You must train this tool to listen to your voice and to notice your voice only. And as you fill in the gaps after it has taken a fragmented amount of your sentences and hung them on the skeleton, then you fill the remaining portion in, and it gives you a start so that you can continue to start to fill in for the absence of certain words. Nevertheless, it is a tool that will help you get started. Now, what about the spelling, you say? If you have a thesaurus and have the ability to do spell check, you can always find the correct spelling of your word. But if you're not familiar with English and don't realize that there are similes that have the same pronunciation of the word but different spellings and different meaning, you might choose the wrong word over the other, such as long, L-O-N-E or L-O-N-G. And then there are other words that are similes as well, but you have to understand how and when to use those words appropriate, making sure that your noun agreement and verb agreement agrees, and your past tense. These are all the things that you look for, that after you've mechanically typed up your manuscript, you can go back and apply all the rules, commas, question marks, and when do you use the commas and how often. All of these things are part of the mechanical aspect of writing, which is another whole segment that is separate from your ability to have closure, your ability to create characters, your ability to create climax in your story, and how do you create realism, and whether or not you are working from a perspective where you are able to create a climate in the story where there are more than a plethora of activities happening in the story to more than one family. And it takes a creative person to know this, and it takes somebody that has a very keen eye for observation and observing things and knowing what will build climax. If you are a person that have no life in your life and have no desire for climax, then you probably won't put those in your stories, and they will become dull. You want the excitement to be there, just like we're getting ready to give you right now. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Get your dancing shoes on. Get on your feet. Right before we go to prayer, we're going to get our dancing shoes on, and we're going to lift up the spirit in this room so that we can elevate you a little bit. Come on and push those chairs back, and let's get this started. Friday, loosening up and getting ready to get those pens and paper and put them to the test. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. I'll be coming at you hard and heavy, and we're going to be talking about writing. Get ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got that little refreshment out the way and that little ordeal is taken care of. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready, please step with me over to the Talking Cure Room. We are about to lift up the name of our ancestors. As we step over into the Talking Cure Room, please stand with your feet flat on the floor, your hands erect as if you're about to receive from the Creator as we get ready to petition our Lord and Savior. Father, we come before the throne of grace, petitioning you once again, your humble servant standing before you, asking that you would let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. On thee do we wait, and on thee do we proceed for help. Please guide us on a path of righteousness, not on the path of destruction, and give us the fortitude to be able to be used by you, Father. Put us in your plan and show us what our calling is, and let us find our purpose here on this earth. Father, we stand with our hands open, asking you to provide us with our daily needs, and not because you know our hearts. We are going to ask you for what we need. We need Filthy Lucca to prepare and to provide for our housing, our lifestyle, and we need it to help others. Make it plentiful in the households that are represented here today, and give us the health and strength that we need so that our latter days will be our greater days, Lord. And every household that is represented here today, let them petition you, Father, on their own account, and let them ask you for what they need. And, Father, we know that you said if we love you, that you would bless us down to the 1,000th generation. Those of us who love you now, Father, let us receive our blessing down to the 1,000th generation. And if there's one among us who does not love God and what he stands for, Father God, you have already petitioning and told them what you would do. I don't even need to utter that out. But I will say, Lord, that we're in a war. And we are warring not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Help us to make our warfare stay non-carnal. And help us to be able to call on the spirits to fight our battle. And we're calling on the ancestors right now. We like to call on my mother's side of the family, Clara Lily Mae Jenkins. And we call on Robert Jenkins today that they will come and strengthen our family and make us strong. Come, Eli, and make the family strong. Reconnect again and give us your melanin so that we can tap in to the cesspool of the ancestorship and we can become strong once again. I pour the libation, first of all, for Oludulamare, which is Akamare, the African representation of God who created the universe, and Olorun, who was at the right hand of the Father, just as Jesus was, better known as the Lord and Savior, Oromola, who actually formed us and shaped us and molded us. We pay homage to these people today and acknowledging that they are the African God and prophet in the African's life, and we say Ashe. Father, help us to be able to see the image of ourselves as our creators are in the image of the likeness of us. Help us to be able to accept it without feeling like we're doing something wrong because we're looking at a black Jesus and a black God. Help us to formalize that in our mind so that we're no longer brainwashed, that we will come up out of the cesspool of brainwashing and we will come to our clear senses. I like to pour a glass of water for my father, and I say, Father, drink well from the spring of life. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother, and I say, Mother, quench your thirst as you come down the middle passes and drink well. I pour libation now to the east, from which cometh all of my help. All my help cometh from the Lord. I pour libations to the west, and I call forth the forces to be. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I call forth Malcolm X. I call forth Dr. Carruthers, Dr. John Henry Clark. I call forth Sheikh S. Diaz. I call forth the Garvey family. I call forth Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta, and I say, please come and reconnect yourself to the circle. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. And I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe, excuse me, to the north, and I say, Ashe, that we may bring forth a haven here on this earth, and Jerusalem will come here on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, as I perform these rituals, your ancestors may have did them a little differently. The format is not important. The fact that you acknowledge your Godhead first and then your parents. You must also receive a reading, a reading of a divination to find out who your yeye is and your baba is, who is on your head, your mother spirit, and your baba, who is on your head. As my yeye is Yamin-Ja, who's on my head, as my mother spirit. And my baba on my spirit is Obatala, who's on my spirit. You must feed their heads, and you must cultivate their altars, and you must take care of them. They are the ones that make it plain and clear for you to receive from the Most High Akamare. The manifestation of Akamare is in three divisions, just like the Holy Trinity is. So you must understand that what we're teaching you is the true names of these deities, not giving you a new concept, but giving you the names that the African once gave our deities. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going on that battle cry with me, and I'd like to say a prayer for the family. My prayer is that every family will learn the language of Yoruba. My prayer is that we will go back to the old ways and we will understand how beneficial it is to have the cosmotions of the language spoken of our native tongue. Help me, Father, to remember to take time out more to speak the language. And if there were more time, Father, given that I would take more time to practice the native tongue of speaking Yoruba. Most of all, Father, help us to come together and to find out what your purpose is in getting your plan. Help us to create a unity in our community. And with Project 2019, let it be the haven that opens up every day and opens up a door for our cultural enrichment so that we have some things that we hold on to and that some things are culturally ritual that we will never lose and that they will be brought out on a regular basis so that our children will have lifelong legacies to hold on to. Help us not to be ashamed of our legacies and our rituals. Help us to understand that we are peculiar people. We are supposed to be divining and seeing into lives of our loved ones and our friends. We're supposed to have clairvoyant ability to hear in foreign countries of the information that we need not know, but we are able to use our faculties to heal. Help us to be able to use our hands for healing and send frequency and energy across the airwaves to heal every family and household that is in need today. Help us to open up blind eyes so that they can see. Open up the deaf ears so that they can hear today, Father. And may the sound of my voice today be a sweet-smelling savior for you, Father. And may you accept our offering today as we send burnt offering to you and ask that you will please grant us our request. In due time, Father, I know all things will work together for good for them that love you. And we say amen, amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that prayer with me. And I hope you understand that it is very vital that you pray with your family, and that you acknowledge the African rituals and traditions. Now, we're going to try and play one of the old segments of a playwright so that you can be able to hear that. Now, give me some time here as I pull it on. Now, as we bring about this heritage of writing, we should bring about more affluential writers who might have been thinking about writing and wanted somebody to encourage them. Here's the opportunity to get your journals and go purchase your journals. They're really cheap. You can get them for a little bit of nothing and start writing and putting things in there. Most of all, write about your family, things you know about, because the plays that I'm going to introduce to you are real for me. I mean real, because these are things that my family went through in their childhood days, and I write a lot about what actually happened in my family, so you get to know a lot about Omi's family and the way I was brought up and the things we did. It's okay. Don't worry about hiding things from people. Trust me, if people wanted to find out something about you, they would. But if you are living a righteous life, Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct, is what the Africans believe you should live. And as you live a good character life, you can create characters in your story because you know what it takes to make a good character. So listen for a while to some of the samples I have for you.
That's it. There you are. Man, say to this woman, I got me a dream. It's woman say, keep your eggs. Man say, I'm choking to death, baby. And it's woman say, your eggs is getting cold. That is just what is wrong with the colored woman in this world.
Well, being a colored woman, I guess I just can't help myself none. Eat your eggs, Walter.
Damn my eggs. Damn all the eggs that ever was.
I haven't believed that most people, and this is where I differ from, or at least as they express themselves, I think that virtually every human being is dramatically interesting. Not only is he dramatically interesting, he is a creature of stature, whoever he is.
Look at me. Who am I? Oh, come on. Who am I? I'll give you a hint. I am not Apollo. In fact, I'm God. Ignore my strictly bearing for the time being, and just look in my eyes, and you'll see there unmistakable mortality. Who am I? Modern man. Flatten my back with oozing intestines. Yeah, a little bit of a tear frozen in the corner of my eye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to hear was from a writer's workshop, and some of the samples of the playwrights that have been created. Now, I'm going to try to give you a few more before we end this segment. What I want you to do is get your pen and your paper out, and I want you to write about your most fondest experience as a child and create characters. Name some of the people in your family, or for the protection of them, you can change their name to nicknames. And you always protect your characters, so you give them nicknames and not the names of the actual characters, because that is an intrusion on their rights. You might not find that everybody in your family wants you to talk about them or create a character after them. So it's very crucial that you come up with some names for your characters.
Lots of booze, which will.
And one of the things that I want you to understand is that writing is an art. It is not a mechanical thing. It becomes an art when you first write. So you do creative writing, and you don't necessarily have to check your grammatical mechanics. You write first, and when you edit, you go back and use your mechanics. So it's important to get a thought out. And a good piece of writing is one thought. It carries continuity, and it will carry a thread of truth throughout to give you that one message. And you begin to harness in on that topic. So when you bring all of these characters and names together, they all will be collectively correlating together to create one voice. But good writers know this, so when they're telling their story, they make sure that they have the high point and the low point, and they emphasize the areas that they are putting the most stress in. And what I wanted you to do was to be able to come back to the class tomorrow and talk a little bit about plays and playwrights and what they will do for you. In your community, what playwrights will do for you is give you an opportunity to act out your full dramatic gifts. And if you're given the opportunity to go on stage, to perform, you could literally create your own characters and have them act out and change parts of old traditional plays and reinvent, just like The Wizard of Oz has been reinvented several times from different perspectives and from different cultural lifestyle. If you took an old piece and reinvented it and put a different twist on it, people will begin to see it from your perspective. And that's what you do as a writer. You give your perspective. There is no right or wrong when you are creating the story yourself. Now, there are standards of how you would write the playwright and how you would actually write the opening chapter and the introduction, with someone giving the introduction as to what to expect in each scene. And it's very important that you understand that you write it under with the understanding that you have scene in Act One. And you also create characters that have strong presence to carry out some of these characters. And every character is uniquely designed, and you pick the readers that will bring life to the characters. How do you bring life to the characters? How do you actually infuse life? Because you let the person's personality come out who's reading the part, and you encourage them to be their self so it could take on form and take on life. And as you see the playwright molding into a real lively play, you see these individual characters come out in the play. But most importantly, you'll see if you need to change roles or change titles, because it will begin to show you who's more fitting for certain parts. Like if there's a very strong role, then you pick people that have characters that are very strong to carry those roles out. If there's a timid and meek role that needs to be played, you find someone that you perceive as being timid and meek. You must fit the characters and the people to the character, and you must have energy in the play. There must be a lot of energy going on the stage, enough where you could lift the audience. If the energy level is too low and it puts people to sleep and it drags on and on, it can become cumbersome for the audience to even help you on the stage. That's right. Your audience will help the characters rise to the level on the stage and fall to the level where they should be. The characters will help carry, the audience will help carry the characters through the play. And the momentum will keep the curiosity going in the audience. If there's no curiosity and no plot and no scheme, you best believe that the audience is going to get up and walk away. because you have not created a haven in the story where there's a plot and a scheme that everyone's trying to figure out. A good story always has a plot and a scheme. And curiosity didn't kill the cat. Curiosity stayed through the whole play to see what the end would bring. A good writer is going to intrigue their audience to listen to details. So when this conversation comes up again, it can be relied upon to respond back to a previous conversation. Now, if you're not a good listener, you will become a good listener in listening to orator, because you'll train your ears to hear what the character is not saying. She might be using something called a play on words, where she's saying one thing and she means something completely different. It's very important that you will have a keen listening ear as you listen to the play as it's read throughout and get a feel for what exactly the author is not saying. Now, there are some authors that are very clever and that have gifts that they're working with, and they have a particular character and style that stays with them throughout their writing career, and you can pick up on their style and their gifts. Now, there are some artists that have not developed their style, and they're still picking up bits and pieces about themselves. That is why it's very good to get to know yourself and spend some time with yourself in meditation, so that when you go into a deep trance, you begin to discover things about yourself, so that when you're writing, you know what gifts you have to work with. You can compensate for those mechanical skills if you're not a good speller. I'm not a good speller, but mechanically I know how to use the tools to pull out the editing. But sometimes it gets to be so busy and there's not enough time for editing. And you get to editing when you can, but you always have a final reading with somebody going over your work to look not only for the punctuation and the mechanical errors, but to look for the style. How strong is the piece? And to also give you suggestions about things you might want to take out or add in that particular drama. Now, if it is a drama role, you want to keep the energy going. But if it's one that is not intended to be drama, then you take some of the energy out of it. People thrive off of energy. You can usually control your audience through energy. And there has been good storytellers and good writers who have been able to take a mystery piece and use it to entertain their audience to the point where they're sitting on the end of the seat and they're no longer interested in dinner anymore. They're wrapped up in the story. And that's what a good author does. He wraps the audience or the listener up in the story to the point that they feel like they're a part of it. Then they take on the roles, and there's some writing where they will ask the audience to write the next episode, to create the next character, and to bring back the version next year with a new twist on it. These are creative people that are writing from a perspective because they're being impromptu pulled into the story, not necessarily because they have all these gifts and talents, because they take interest in the drama. And the dramatical part is what keeps us interested in hanging on to a good book. That is why when you create that in your writing, people cannot put a good book down. And that writer and author becomes contagious. And they know that they have that gift, so they incorporate it in every one of their books so that it becomes sort of like magical, magnetism and attraction. And that's what a good writer does. He draws you in and somehow mesmerizes you to keep you attracted to that scene or to that air so that you want to go back again and again and again. And I'm going to invite you to come back tomorrow, and you can listen to the story tomorrow. We'll have that ready for you. I think it might be ready now. Let me try and see. Stay tuned.
But every now and then, there are those which are pleasant indeed, and they generally have to do with another abstraction. It is called beauty. Say it.
Beauty.
My word, you needn't shout it. Beauty is just as well acknowledged softly as loudly. Say it like this. So the word itself is beautiful. Beauty.
Beauty.
Again.
Beauty.
Lovely. You see, your very voices have this abstraction in them. Now, here is our dear and useful friend, the pot we made this morning.
Pot.
We can use it to carry all sorts of things, berries, water, but also we may use it simply to hold that which we enjoy, like these wildflowers. We enjoy them because they have beauty. Charlie.
Yes.
What use are flowers? Well, but the uses of flowers are infinite. One may smell them, one may touch their petals and feel heaven, or write quite charming verses about them. Now, don't ask me what verses are. All right. Now, on to the surprise. I think that it will be perhaps the most satisfying thing I shall ever be able to teach you. Alas, my lord, you do me wrong to cast me out discourteously when I have loved you so long. Delighted in your company, Greece was my delight, and Greece was all my joy. Greece was my soul.